to do that. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Bob Briggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm very glad to be able to come into your presence through this means to share with you the wonderful truth of the eternal God, this glorious treasure that God has made available to mankind through the living word and the written word. And the written word reveals and tells us about the living word, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're delighted that we can study God's word together. I trust you have a New Testament. We told you last time how you can write to us and get a New Testament if you do not have one. We'd be delighted to send one to you free and post it paid. And if you have a pencil and paper, I'll quickly give you our mailing address again so that you can write to us and we can send you a free New Testament containing all 27 books of this book of treasure that the Lord has made available to mankind. Those of you who have a New Testament, while I'm giving the address, can get it if you would, and turn with us to the book of Romans, the book of Romans, the sixth book in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, and Romans, the book of Romans, chapter 1. While you're doing that, let me give that mailing address one more time. The mailing address, you will begin by writing Bob Briggs, capital B-O-B, space, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. And on the next line, you'll put capital P, period, space, capital O, period, space, capital B-O-X. That stands for our post office box. And then the number is 1214. On the next line, you'll put the name of the city and state where we live. And the city is Leander, spelled capital L-E-A-N-D-E-R. Leander, comma, Texas. And that's spelled capital T-E-X-A-X. And then you'll leave a space, and you'll put down our zip code, which is 78646-1214. And then on the last line, of course, you want to be sure and write United States of America, our capital U, period, capital S, period, capital A, period. Because if you have the other address without the United States of America on it, we'll not get it. So I hope you have that complete mailing address. It'll be our pleasure to send you a complete New Testament free and posted paid. Now we're in the book of Romans, chapter 1. We're discussing about the great flood that covered the entire earth by 22.5 feet, according to Genesis chapter 7, verse 20, the first book of the New Testament. And why did God judge the world in such a way? Well, we read there in the book of Genesis that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Man had become so corrupt, so wicked, that God brought judgment upon the earth, and only one man and his family was preserved, and that was Noah and his three sons and their wives. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, the Bible tells us. And so God used that one man, gave him instruction, and for 120 years they built a large ship that God gave them the instructions for. And people no doubt laughed because there had never been a flood on the earth. And Noah warned them that a flood was coming, and they thought he was a fool. They thought he was a crazy man as he built this huge boat out on a plain, and there wasn't any water around it. How in the world are you going to approach that thing, Noah? But God kept his word, like God always does, beloved. He always keeps his word. He always does what he says he will do. And so here in the book of Romans chapter 1, beginning with verse 18, we read these words. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. And this is exactly what we see that the people of Noah's day did. There was a time when every person on earth knew the true and the living God. But man turned away from God because of sin that permeates every individual. For the Bible makes it clear in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 that all have sinned and come short of measuring up to the glory of God, the standard of righteousness. And thus we see God's wrath is revealed against ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. That is, they take the truth, they twist the truth, they add falsehood to truth, they turn the truth into a lie. Did you know, beloved, there are many false religions in the world today that do exactly that? They're devices of Satan to blind the hearts and minds of people and to keep them from coming to the knowledge of the truth. Because Satan hates mankind and seeks to destroy mankind with his sin and his rebellion against Almighty God. And thus we see he's created many false religions to draw people astray and to cause people to become so deceived and so blinded that some of these false religions will even kill in the name of their false God, thinking that they're doing that which is right. And you know, the Apostle Paul in the New Testament, the book of Acts, tells us about a man who was an Apostle Paul, a Judaizer, that is, he was of the Jewish religion, Judaism, who so loved God that he thought he was doing God a favor by killing early Christians. And that's exactly what he did. He put his approval upon them and even went out to other cities to find those who had turned to Christianity and faith in Jesus Christ and brought them back to Jerusalem to be killed because they thought that they had turned from the truth, when in reality it was a deception of Satan. You see, Satan is a master at deception. The book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 9, tells us that he deceiveth the whole world. And, beloved, there's so much deception in the world today, so much lying, so much deceit in this world that we're living in. And so the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. And that's exactly what occurred in Noah's day. That was why God brought that judgment. The wrath of God brought judgment upon the whole human race, except for Noah and his family. verse 19 explains, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him, of God, from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. You see, beloved, God has implanted in the heart of every man a vacuum that only God can fill. It's an emptiness that man everywhere knows there's some power in the universe greater than himself. Man sees the sun, he sees the moon, he sees the stars. He knows there's some power in the universe that's greater than himself. And even nature itself reveals to us that fact. The psalmist said in Psalm 19:1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line, that is, their truth, is gone out through all the earth, and their words, the message they bring to the ends of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoicing as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven and his circuit unto the ends of it. There is nothing hid from the heat thereof. You see, he's telling us that creation itself reveals the glory of God. Those beautiful stars that you see at night, if you live in a city and get away from the city, the sky is covered with beautiful stars that God has created, millions of them. Even millions of galaxies are out in space, and our galaxy is the Milky Way galaxy, and our sun is one of the stars of the Milky Way galaxy. And the Milky Way galaxy has the solar system of our sun, which is composed of a number of planets, including our earth. Well, I see our time's gotten away again, but we'll consider this next time. Till then, goodbye.